and MP3s.
Good morning, and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among the people of God in the Archdiocese of Chicago. My name is Megan Mio, and I'm the director of the Mission Office. Our engineer this morning is Brian. Today, I'm here with Mr. Nick Costello, president and co-founder of HEAL Nigeria, which stands for Home to Enhance African Life. The HEAL mission is to enhance the lives of poor and marginalized orphans, widows, and rural villagers in West Africa through education, legal advocacy, and character formation as modeled after the self-emptying spirit of Christ. Nick recently returned from a visit to Nigeria where he was able to see firsthand the work of HEAL and how it is changing the lives of the local Nigerians. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Megan. Hey. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being here. This is actually your second time with me on the radio show. We actually had you back in, I think, November last year. So it's been a few months. And I knew that you had been there and you were returning this past month. And so I thought, well, while the memories are fresh in your mind, we wanted to be able to share them with our listeners. So thank you very much for coming back.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's really a blessing.
Yeah, we were just talking about how this is, the radio is a unique medium to try to share these stories about mission, about the church and all different parts of the world. So it's kind of a storytelling media.
Yes, and as a missionary, I have stories. When you're in when you're in the rural villages of Nigeria, you see things you wouldn't normally see.
Right. Something that'll really stick in your memory.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Wonderful. So you just visited Nigeria, and this was your third visit to Nigeria since being part of HEAL specifically, right?
That's correct, yes.
And then when was it that you went and returned?
I went the day after Easter, April 17th, and was there for 3 weeks. Got back on May 12th. So that was my time frame. It was my longest trip
really?
So far. Well, actually, last year I went for 3 weeks also.
I'm sure it's harder and harder to leave at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, I've developed some good friendships there with people and with the children also. They don't want you to leave, and so it is a little difficult. But
sure.
You know, in other respects, yes, you're a little homesick too. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's
yeah.
True. 3 weeks can seem like a long time too,
yes,
when you're missing your normal routines. So which part of Nigeria is it that you've gone to?
It's the southeast, and it's in Imo State, which is in southeast Nigeria. It's the predominantly Christian and Catholic part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the location.
And you stayed with Deacon Leo, who
yes,
is co-founder with yourself.
Yes, Deacon Leo Okonkwo, who I've known 20 years. We were seminary classmates back in the late 90s, and so that's how I know him and first learned about his mission going into the rural villages and providing clean water, paying school fees for orphans who had lost their parents, you know, due to various diseases. A lot of times from the contaminated water. So I've helped him out over the years. When he would call on me, I would just try to make a contribution financially and stay abreast of the mission as he was working. But then 3.5 years ago, he came to visit me in Chicago with an urgent need to build a new school building in one of the villages where he has missionary, a religious group of sisters also,
mm-hmm,
that over the years he has founded, he developed this group of missionary sisters into a religious community.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Messengers of Justice, and so they provide a lot of the care for the children and educate at the lower grade levels. And then just the religious education also. They're instrumental. So they were all my hosts, you know, for this trip. And so it was a real, you know, it was a real blessing.
Mm-hmm. So Deacon Leo is kind of on the ground doing the work of the mission, and you're over here most of the time.
Yes.
Doing the fundraising, doing the getting the word out, looking for supporters.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I meet with him. We have a Skype meeting every few days and just update mm-hmm. each other and try to plan how to better let people know and get the word out about the mission.
Yeah, and it seems like the mission is a very broad mission
mm-hmm.
statement that I read at the beginning, and it's adjusting, it's changing due to the needs and due to the way that that the community there is forming and continuing to grow and to
yes.
become leaders as well.
Yes, and our mission statement has been revised a little bit, and I'll just repeat it for your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to form servant leaders among Africans through education, poverty relief, and entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and in the self-emptying spirit of Christ. Mm-hmm. So that's what Deacon Leo and the Messengers of Justice do, is they empty themselves, go into these rural communities, meet with these poor people, you know, and we try to respond to those immediate needs. So it starts with the poverty relief, but then we have the formal education, religious education in our three schools.
Mm-hmm.
But then we want them to be employed, and so we're teaching agricultural skills. We want a technical skills component as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then more midterm is we want to establish an income generating venture that will help make the mission economically self-sustaining. So it will employ people there. So they'll be paid and earn their own wages,
mm-hmm.
Give them work experience and work skills,
yeah.
and then also help sustain the schools and our other programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then you also mentioned the self-emptying
yes.
spirit of Christ. So, and the name Heal certainly speaks to the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. So what can you say about Heal as a missionary, as an evangelizing entity, organization?
Yes. Well, it started with Deacon Leo when he was here. He got an opportunity to study first in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the Archdiocese of Toronto, and then migrated to the Rockford Diocese, where he and I met as seminarians.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was in Toronto, he had started his mission work back home, as a seminarian, a young seminarian, going into the rural villages,
mm-hmm.
encountering people who were sick. And he began where he would just pray for people who had contracted cholera or diarrhea or typhoid or, you know, or AIDS, sometimes through the contaminated water, other times through other, other sources.
Mm-hmm.
So, but realized that it was the water ultimately. But now when he was in Toronto and took that opportunity to study here,
mm-hmm.
his heart was still on the mission back home.
Mm-hmm.
So while he was in formation and studying for seminary, he still knew he had to help people back home. So what ended up happening is he started an NGO in Nigeria mm-hmm. called Water for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the entity through which a lot of the work digging for clean water and providing school fees for the orphans started.
First started. Mm-hmm.
You know, but the self-emptying, you know, what helped Leo discern the self-emptying spirituality was, you know, while he was here and he had this great opportunity, he realized his heart and his mission was back home. So,
mm-hmm.
which is why he ended up going back, and serving directly, among his people in his country.
So he, I'm sure, recognizes the face of Christ in those whom he's serving,
yes,
and that they will recognize it in one another, and in coming together, as you said, helping one another and also becoming leaders themselves.
Yes.
This is all about modeling Christ.
Yes.
Each person involved,
yes,
in some way.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And following that mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have a beautiful website that I visited, healnigeria.org. That has wonderful messages from Deacon Leo talking about his, you know, the life and the death, the suffering and death of Christ as you know, the message of hope and the message, mm-hmm, of know, the love of God,
yeah,
that is present.
The idea is that Jesus emptied himself, he of his glory in the incarnation, in order to lift us up,
mm-hmm,
from our, mm-hmm, despair, from our broken sinfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the pattern that Deacon Leo and the Messengers of Justice model in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to where people normally wouldn't go, like boldly going where no man has gone before, like the Star Trek motto.
Sure.
It's right. That's kind of the way Deacon Leo and the sisters live.
Mm-hmm.
And they go where people normally wouldn't go to encounter the poor and the marginalized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really, that's really the spark for everything,
yeah,
that HEAL does. If that self-emptying outreach, mm, didn't happen, if that wasn't happening every day, and that's where the Holy Spirit manifests himself, you know, then, you know, our mission wouldn't have that meaning and that purpose.
Right.
It would just be like Pope Francis says, it would just be like another NGO,
right,
you know, but we're missionary disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm,
I've been to Nigeria 3 times and have seen Deacon Leo and the Messengers of Justice in action.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really putting their faith into action,
mm-hmm,
you know, as missionary disciples, and truly emptying themselves. So, that's why I'm here speaking with you and trying to let as many people know about our mission.
Sure. So now just a minute before our next break comes up, the newest project right now is the Medical Mission Outreach.
Right.
Maybe when we come back from the break, we can hear a little bit about how that came to be. But this is the current project that you were working on when you went to Nigeria. That's kind of a new development, right?
Yes.
You said it sort of started with water and education, and now you're talking about poverty and relieving poverty.
Yes.
So maybe we'll hear more about that when we come back.
Yes, you will.
So we're going to continue our discussion on the Home to Enhance African Life when we come back. Stay tuned.
Season of Theology on Tap.
Chicago style.
Monday, July 10th, 7 p.m. at the Old Crow Smokehouse on West Kinsey. Cardinal Blaise Cupich will be there, along with Father Tom Rosica, CEO of Salt and Light TV in Toronto, and Michael O'Loughlin, author of Tweetable Pope.
It's important, I think, to create a space where people feel like they're not being judged for not knowing the right answer, that they can explore their faith in ways that they haven't felt comfortable in other places.
Father Tom and Michael will discuss what millennials have in common with Pope Francis. Registration is free and includes 2 drink tickets, appetizers, and fellowship with other Catholics your age.
There's a whole range of different viewpoints, and I think that's an exciting part of the program. I hope we have a great crowd, obviously, and I hope there's honest conversation about what young people are thinking.
Visit totchicago.org for details. That's totchicago.org. The Theology on Tap kickoff event, Monday, July 10th, 7 p.m. at the Old Crow Smokehouse in Chicago.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to Holy Name Cathedral for the ordination of 6 priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago. We'll revisit the Good Friday Walk for Peace and talk with Cardinal Cupich about anti-violence efforts in the city. And we'll show you the important work being done by the Archdiocese of Chicago's Immigration Ministry,
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you're just tuning in, I am Megan Mio, Director of the Mission Office in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Today I'm here with Nick Costello, co-founder of HEAL, which stands for Home to Enhance African Life in Nigeria. Just before our break, we were talking about he recently returned from an experience in Nigeria with the work of HEAL on the ground, led by Deacon Leo Okonkwo. So we mentioned that the biggest project right now is medical mission outreach. And I believe you saw a particular event when you were there in Nigeria. What I wanted to know about that is, what was the inspiration for this particular movement, this kind of outreach, a medical mission?
Well, the inspiration for this outreach is taken from a person. But she's someone who represents many people in the rural setting of Southeast Nigeria, you know, where getting medical attention properly is a big challenge. Mm-hmm. So her name is Sister Callista Utazi, and she passed away last year in July. At the young age of 39.
Wow.
And Sister Callista was a wonderful example to everyone in the HEAL community and in our mission. She was the seamstress. She created the religious habits for the sisters,
mm-hmm.
And also the school uniforms for the students in our three schools.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that attire was designed and mm-hmm. Sewed by Sister Callista. So she began to experience some chest pains last summer, and she would come to Deacon Leo and let him know that, you know, she was feeling heavy or feeling weak, and after she walked a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Sister Callista to go to the nearest medical center, to our village, which is a small clinic called St. Cecilia's. So we did send Sister Callista there to be monitored and to be screened, but her condition worsened, and the St. Cecilia's just had one physician on staff and wanted to transfer her to to the hospital in Owerri, which is the capital of Imo State.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at that time, all of the health providers in that region of the country, mm-hmm. At least in our state, were on strike.
Oh, no.
Because they weren't being paid by the government. Most of the hospitals are public government run hospitals.
Yeah.
And so the physicians were not working. And so Sister Callista was stranded, in essence, right where she was at. And there wasn't much we could do other than pray for her. But her condition just worsened. And she ended up passing away in July of last year.
Mm.
So when I was in Nigeria now, back in May, we visited her grave, and we said a prayer around her gravesite. And so Sister Callista, leaves a hole in our heart, but we know she's still part of the mission, and she's still a central key figure in our mission. you know, last year at our third annual benefit event, we awarded her our first annual Kenosis Award, which Kenosis is the Greek for self-emptying.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Wow. As someone who exemplified that self-emptying spirit. So we gave it to her posthumously. But that plaque now hangs on the wall in our school in Mbise Village. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm telling you this because Sister Callista represents many people, you know, who might develop a condition, and they're at their small home, you know, in a rural village, like in a hut or, you know, a small thatched house, you know, one or two rooms. Yeah. Maybe they develop like a diabetic foot, or if they're immobile, they might develop a you know, a bed sore, you know, or some other, or malaria, and they don't have access to the, just to the over-the-counter medication that could treat it. Mm-hmm. And so they're just there hoping. They're just there hoping that their condition improves, and yeah. You know, hoping and praying. And they might be able to go to a medical clinic, mm-hmm. you know, or to one of these hospitals. But oftentimes the hospital will expect prepayment for any treatment you receive. There's no insurance. There's no, you know, and the hospitals are funded. They, you know, they're supposed to be funded by the government. But a lot of times, like in Sister Callista's case, the physicians aren't being paid, so they go on strike. So it's very precarious.
Yeah.
So this is the inspiration for our medical outreach.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go out to the people in the conditions that they're in, and when they have these urgent medical needs, you know, we're there for them.
A lot of them treatable medical conditions,
yes.
But the folks either don't really understand or know what could be done, and or they just possibly couldn't afford it.
Yes.
Or whatever care would be necessary.
Yes, that's right.
So when you arrived, you know, within a day or two, there was a big event in the neighborhood,
yes.
where a lot happened. Tell us about what you saw there at the outreach.
Well, we did a village health outreach. And if I can speak briefly to the inspiration for this, Deacon Leo had a friend who was sick at a hospital. In near Owerri, again, which is the capital of Imo State, and went to visit this friend. And he noticed while he was there visiting his friend, there was a young man in a room, and he just caught Deacon Leo's eye, probably because he's a quadriplegic, and he just saw him laying there in his room alone. And Leo just felt kind of called to – you know, or inspired to go into the room and visit with this young man. And so Leo learned his name. His name is Promise. And so Promise is quadriplegic, was injured in a terrible car accident. And we have pictures of him, and, you know, he's in the video that we shot pertaining to this medical outreach. But Promise, in spite of his dire condition, he exuded a joy about him, and it was evident on his face. And
yeah, I saw the photos. He's always smiling.
Yes, always smiling. And now, make no mistake, he's suffering, but wonders whether he'll ever walk again, which probably, most likely, he will not. But as we were there visiting with him and speaking with him, Deacon Leo asked him, you know, what was in his mind and in his heart. And Promise said, I remember that, well, in my mind, I'm often tempted to give up and to, you know, to despair and because of my condition. But then I just think to myself that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which is a scripture passage from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. So, so when he said that, I was very inspired by it, and just to see the joy on his face, and Heal sponsored a a surgical procedure for Promise, who had developed a bed sore because of his immobility. Mm-hmm. So that's and then the doctor who cared for Promise, she, with Deacon Leo, then arranged for us to do this medical outreach in Mbise Village, where we have our school. And so that's what happened. Then we had this outreach over 4 days. Hmm. We brought physicians, and then we brought in medications, pharmacists, lab technicians, you know, who took people's vital signs. Mm-hmm. And then they had a consultation with the physician, and then if they needed medications prescribed, they received the prescription. And over 4 days, over 1,000 people came. Yeah. from the surrounding village of Mbise and some other villages. Mm-hmm. And it was really
a huge success.
Yeah, a huge success.
So those doctors, nurses, the medical equipment, the medicines, how were they obtained? Did folks come out of their generosity?
The Promise's physician, who was Dr. Okonkwo, was her name. No relation to Leo, but same last name. She arranged to get medications and the other doctors to come and the nurses and lab technicians to all come out. And then, but now Heal is sponsoring this. We got, you know, some discounts off of, you know, the medications and some other, but this is Heal's project. So,
wow.
You know, we're sponsoring this and we want to do more of them.
Wonderful. If any of our listeners are interested to learn more about the Home to Enhance African Life, Heal Nigeria, just go to healnigeria.org, healnigeria.org, online, or call 312-952-4855. Website has regular updates and more information. Take a look. Thank you for joining me, Nick. May God bless your mission efforts.
Thank you, Megan, for having me on. God bless you and the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Thank you. Remember, always be on mission.